Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 83 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sean Delaney.
He goes ahead and grabs the generator, which is on wheels, and pulls it through the walkway.
Moorhead police are looking for a man who stole a generator.
The name of a woman who was killed in a car crash has been released.
Rowan County's judge executive says the budget for next year is in good shape.
Mason County has a new librarian.
The mayor of Vanceburg isn't happy about the change to the city's new alcohol tax.
In sports, Moorhead's baseball Eagles are playing in the second round of the OVC tournament today.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low of around 65 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Officials have released the name of a woman killed in a crash last night in Floyd County. WYMT reports 42-year-old Jessica Owens of Sellersville was pronounced dead at the scene on the Wireman Shoals Bridge near State Route 321 around 9:30. Investigators believe a vehicle driven by Elizabeth LeMaster crossed the center line and hit Owens' vehicle head-on. LeMaster was cut from her vehicle and airlifted to Cabell Huntington Hospital. Her condition is not known at this time.
A 16-year-old has been indicted on murder charges in the fatal shooting of a 15-year-old during a robbery in Lexington. The Herald-Leader reports the teen was indicted Monday for the February 6th slaying of Kevin Olmeda Ortiz, who was shot in the head and died in an ambulance. The indictment also alleges that he wounded another 15-year-old who was treated at a hospital. Lexington police say the indictment also charges the 16-year-old with first-degree robbery and says that in the course of committing theft, he used or threatened the immediate use of physical force. The teenager is being held in the juvenile detention pending a June 1st arraignment.
A man was critically injured in an Ironton, Ohio shooting. WSAZ reports the victim was shot in the abdomen yesterday evening inside a home on South 10th Street. Ironton police arrested 20-year-old Thomas Holsinger, who lives in the home. He is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Investigators believe the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute.
A Lexington caretaker is accused of stealing money from a disabled veteran. WKYT reports Glenda Moore is charged with knowingly exploiting an adult. Early last month, the victim told police that Moore, his caretaker, fraudulently used his debit card. The victim said he would give Moore his card to buy food and personal items, but became suspicious after seeing unauthorized transactions totaling about $1,700. Moore, an employee of Griswold Home Care, cared for patients between October of 2017 and March of 2018.
Moorhead State Police are asking for the public's help in finding a suspect involved in an attempted theft at the university's Academic Athletic Center. Detective Mike Martin says on the morning of April 21st, a white male with long hair tied in a bun and wearing a leather jacket snatched up a generator that had been set outside the AAC for an event. Video surveillance shows the man taking the generator to a spot near some trailers behind a nearby car wash, where a police officer found it a short time later. Martin says authorities believe the suspect lives in the neighborhood near Pettit Avenue and Christian Street.
It is, just by the way the individual came onto campus from that area and then exited campus back to that area.
Martin asked that anyone with information about the case please call MSU Police at 783-2035.
Another Ashland food handler has been diagnosed with hepatitis A. According to WKYT, the patient works at the McDonald's on Winchester Avenue. Officials with the Ashland-Boyd County Health Department say the risk of infection for customers is low, but this is the seventh case of a food worker diagnosed with the illness in the area.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Judge Executive Walter Blevin says Rowan County's 2018-19 budget shows it's in good shape financially. The fiscal court approved the new spending plan last week. Depending on which estimate you review, Blevins says the county has well over $2 million in the bank, along with $600,000 that's still sitting in the new detention center project's contingency fund. He adds there's also some money that Morehead State University still owes the county for the purchase of a few years ago of the current jail building.
They started charging us rent on that building because we didn't get moved out as soon as they'd like. And so that's about another $700,000 that we're going to get. We've talked about trying to help the university. They've got the money to pay the $700,000, but it's better for their cash flow and just making them look stronger if they can pay us after they have their next enrollment, which will be in August or September.
Rowan County will be spending about $200,000 in the next fiscal year for pay raises for its employees, including the magistrates, county attorney, coroner, and solid waste coordinator. Most county workers will be getting a 50-cent an hour raise.
Construction on the Adrian Doran University Center is getting closer to completion on the campus of Morehead State University. ADUC's renovation and expansion is expected to be fully operational for October's homecoming festivities, but some offices will be moving into the facility as early as July. Kim Oatman is the Vice President of Facilities at MSU. He says the Student Affairs Office will be the first to relocate.
Students will be able to go in and visit those Student Affairs offices that are located up there. So that is sort of a soft opening. We'll have entrances and exits, you know, to code by that time. Basically, the portion of the building that's the addition won't be open until September, October.
Oatman expects the dining facilities in the newly renovated building to move over all at once, but an exact date has not been set.
Students from the nearby area have been chosen to attend Morehead State University's Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics. WMKY's Kyle Blankenbuehler reports.
11 of them have been selected for the program. The Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics was created for academically gifted and talented Kentucky high school juniors and seniors. That's according to the Daily Independent. The students will live on MSU's campus. They include Haley and Sydney Winters, both from Boyd County High School, Bailey Barker, Madeline Sally, and Kevin Johnson, all from East Carter High School, Jade Holbrook and Douglas Waddle from West Carter High School, Haley Roberts and Jacob Kissinger from Lawrence County High School, and Sarah McIntyre from Raceland Worthington High School. A college-level curriculum will allow those students to finish high school while also completing up to 2 years of university coursework. For WMKY, I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
The new director of the Mason County Public Library is anxious to get started. Steve Parrott will be working with current director Valerie Zemter next month and will replace Zemter when she retires September 30th. Parrott will be coming from a job at Richland Library in Columbia, South Carolina. He says job one for him will be to get to know the staff and patrons at the Mason Library.
That to me is the most important thing for a library director. I've actually worked in libraries where patrons had come up and said, by the way, who's your director here? And that person could have been standing right there and they didn't know. So I like to be out there in the public with the public because to me, it's their library and I want their ideas. I want to know how they feel about it. And that way I can stay on top of what we need to do for them.
Barrett is a 24-year veteran of the military and worked as a special education teacher before beginning his career in library services.
The mayor of Vanceburg isn't happy about changes to the city's new alcohol tax ordinance. City Council held a special open floor meeting on Monday to discuss a regulation that would appropriate 5% of alcohol sales in Vanceburg. After liquor store co-owner Donna Pauly spoke out during the meeting, saying that the increase in the price of alcoholic beverages could potentially drive customers off, City Council amended the ordinance to 2.5%. Mayor Matt Ginn says the initial 5% would not have impacted alcohol sales for the city.
I think council should have passed the 5%. 5% on their average sale of a case of beer is $1.30. they tried to come up with a remark saying they'll drive 30, 40 miles instead of buying off them. And I said, the price of gas is $2 a gallon. $1.30 is not going to make somebody drive 30 miles to get their alcohol. And council ended up dropping it 2.5% with reviewing it after the first year on an annual basis.
Ginn says the 5% tax would have been a big source of funding for the police department, which only receives $500,000 from the city each year.
The Martin County Water District only needs half of its requested rates to meet obligations. That's according to the Kentucky Public Service Commission. EKB News reports the district filed a request with the PSC seeking a nearly 50% across-the-board rate increase after a variety of financial and operational problems. The PSC's Division of Financial Analysis now argues the district requires only 23.7%. That would raise the average customer's water bill from $40 to just over $49 a month. That's compared to nearly $60 under the utility's original proposal. The PSC commissioners still must rule on the matter. They can accept, reject, or amend the request.
The Bracken County Fiscal Court discussed road work and repairs during yesterday's meeting. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
The Maysville Ledger Independent reports the court is concerned with several areas of the county where the roadways have slipped. In April, the county was awarded nearly $16,000 to complete slide repairs on Grover's Run Road. Bracken Judge Executive Earl Bush says crews are continuing that work and starting on the slips on Snag Creek. Bush says the court also received bids for painting and repairs to the aging Bracken County Courthouse. Magistrate Clark Hennessy says he believes the building shouldn't be allowed to fall into disrepair. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
The movie London Calling will begin filming in Moorhead, in the Moorhead area, rather, early next month. Associate producer Mike Downey says the shooting begins on June 6th and will continue through July 7th. Downey says the shooting will all be within a 30-mile radius of Moorhead's downtown.
The area has the look that's in the screenplay, and then it also, you know, we've found that the community has been great to work with, and so we've settled on this area.
Some locals are participating as extras and production assistants. Downey says the production will also contract local services like catering. And taking a look at the weather forecast in the WMKY listening area, including the counties of Rowan, Bath, and Carter. Mostly clear skies, a low of around 62 degrees tonight. Coming up tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 84 degrees. Your chance of precipitation will be at 30%. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies, a low of around 67. On Saturday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies, a high near 84 degrees. That night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms still, with mostly cloudy skies, low of around 67. Chance of precipitation will be at 30%. And to close out your weekend on Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 7 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a high near 85 degrees. Chance of precipitation at 50%, your low will be around 66 degrees. Right now in Flemingsburg, it's 82 degrees, along with Lexington. Ashland is 84 degrees. Winchester is 82 degrees. Inez is 86 degrees. Mount Sterling is 81 degrees. And it's 83 degrees on the campus of Moorhead State University.
On our feature segment today, the Moorhead Police Department is sponsoring a special fundraiser this weekend. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
The annual Moorhead Armored Truck Pull will be held at the Moonlight Stage on Saturday, May 26th, starting at 9 in the morning. City Police Chief Derek Blevin says this event will be a little different from similar events elsewhere.
I know they do a lot of events like this up in northern Kentucky, but they usually use fire truck. And we decided to use our military vehicle, that MRAP. It weighs almost 40,000 pounds.
Blevin says that all proceeds from the Moorhead Armored Truck Pool will be used to help Rowan County's Special Olympics athletes attend their state games.
They have yard sales and bake sales and things like that to try to get enough money to get their athletes to the state games. And we're just trying to help them ease some of that and try to raise some money for them and get them down there.
Blevin says teams in the truck pool will donate money to take part in the event.
So basically, you know, what we're asking people to do is to get together teams of 10 people and see who can pull that 40,000-pound vehicle 25 feet the fastest.
The cost to compete is $15 per person, but Blevin says there's no maximum donation limit.
We got a minimum donation of $150 per team entry. And, you know, if they raise more money, that's great.
Blevin says that although there will be a first place awarded prize for fastest effort to pull the 20-ton vehicle, other trophies will be passed out as well.
The wackiest dress, I think, you know, if the team wants to dress up and wear something crazy. And I think there's a couple other categories, maybe most team spirit and things like that.
Blevin says that this event will ease the burden of raising money for the Special Olympics State Games.
It'd be great if this event would make them enough money to get them to the state games, and they wouldn't have to have a bake sale or a yard sale or something like that. Because what they run into a lot of times is just, you know, they'll try to do that stuff, and just weather, you know, it's just hard on them to get down there every year. Try to ease some of that, you know, for them.
If you register before May 17th, you will receive a free T-shirt. Registration forms can be found at the Moorhead Police Department. For WMKY News, I'm Tilden Johnson.
It's 4:46 and 83 degrees on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Sean Delaney, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio in Breckenridge Hall. We just want to say thank you for joining us on this Thursday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation.
The Eagles are in play. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. After scoring a 12-7 win over Eastern Kentucky last night, the Moorhead State baseball team is playing Southeast Missouri in its second game of the OVC tournament in Oxford, Alabama. The Eagles are up 6-2 right now in the bottom of the second. Coach Mike McGuire continues to like the Eagles' chances in the tourney, saying that with each passing game, MSU's odds only improve.
The tournament extends, and you know teams are you know using their aces up. I think that's where our offense you know has an advantage over most, and I think you know the fact we have some depth guys that can pitch for us. I think that's a key for us.
MSU began the day with a 33-23 record. The Cincinnati Reds finished up their sit with the Pittsburgh Pirates today at Great American Ballpark 2-1 and finishing today's game with a 5-4 win. Elsewhere in the majors, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 8-1 today. Baltimore is up 9-3 right now against the White Sox, and the Mariners are down 4-2 against Oakland. The Cubs, the Red Sox, Tampa Bay, and Milwaukee are among the other teams that are playing later tonight. The Brown County baseball team is preparing for the 16th Region Tournament, which starts in a few days at East Carter High School. Coach Scott Collins' 28-6 Vikings will be returning to action after winning the 61st District Championship, which will provide them the advantage of having a better seating in the regional.
We do. I think right now we have the option of drawing West Carter, Ashland, or Russell. Looks like will be a potential first-round game for us. So, you know, all three of those teams are quality programs. So, you know, we've got to come out, and I don't know when the drawing will be, either Friday or Saturday. So we'll find out who we've got, and we'll prepare for them.
The Vikings baseball team will be bidding for its second straight 16th Region Tournament. The Rowan County Softball Vikings are the 2018 61st District Champions. Yesterday, the Vikings beat Bath County 4-1. The Vikes scored 4 on 10 hits. This was the first year since 2005 that the Lady Cats have made an appearance in the tournament. Moorhead State continues its search for a new softball coach. Athletic Director Brian Hutchinson says one of the key things the school wants in the program's next leader is the ability to build roster chemistry.
With all state seniors off of a a 22-person roster this year, and so the number of new players that will be part of the program next year, we've got to find a good way to mix our new players and then take the remaining members of the team who are, you know, for all intents and purposes, relatively inexperienced as a team goes. I mean, certainly there are individuals that have a lot of experience, but we've got to find somebody that can mix all that together.
Morehead State needs to replace David Williams, who was let go after 7 seasons and an overall record of 157 and 191, including this spring's 28 and 23 finish. Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin considers his team's newest member a two-way star. Spradlin says 6'4 point guard Malik Riddle is more than just a great ball player.
You know, he really loves to play and he takes his academics very seriously, and so we're excited to continue to add players like that to our program who are not just talented players but are talented students as well.
Riddle, who played his high school ball at Rossville Christian Academy in Memphis, where he averaged 25 points and 12 rebounds a game during his senior year. West Virginia forward Sagaba Kanate has withdrawn from the NBA draft and will return to school for the 2018-19 season. West Virginia announced his intentions yesterday. He entered the draft process last month but didn't hire an agent. He had until May 30th to decide whether to return to school or remain in the draft. University of Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart admits he has some worries about the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling allowing sports betting. WMKY's Chuck Mraz reports.
While many states are looking at gambling on sporting events as a method for boosting revenues, the Lexington Herald leader quotes Barnhart as saying the situation is the next landscape of concern. The Supreme Court last week struck down a 1992 federal law which banned sports betting in most states. Barnhart says while the original law was put into place to protect the integrity of games and events, the court's move puts the onus on places like UK to oversee that matter. As the SEC continues to review the issue, Barnhart tells the newspaper it's something officials at his university will monitor closely, saying he'll do whatever is necessary to protect the honesty of athletic events. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
University of Kentucky defensive back Marcus Walker has been arrested on multiple drug charges. At the time of his arrest, Walker had 5 pounds of marijuana, an ounce of cocaine, and a large amount of cash. He was booked into jail just before 6 a.m. yesterday morning. Walker made 5 tackles for the Cats last season while playing in only 12 games. The Cincinnati Bengals have begun their OTAs. Quarterback Andy Dalton says despite a lot of new things to learn in the team's playbook, the offense had a good first day.
For the most part, we ran the offense effectively. You know, there weren't a whole lot of guys lined up in the wrong spots, not knowing what to do. And so for day one of new stuff, that's big. And then anyone see guys make plays, and I think we did that.
The Bengals will start training camp with the rookies reporting to Paul Brown Stadium on July 26th. The club's veterans will check in 2 days after that. And lastly in sports, Buffalo Bills receiver Zay Jones has had a knee injury that will prevent him from participating in the team's series of spring practices. Jones was Buffalo's second-round pick out of East Carolina and struggled to make a consistent impact in his rookie season. He finished with 27 catches for 314 yards and 2 touchdowns in 15 games, including 10 starts. And the NFL is joining an effort for nonprofit organizations to support healthy lifestyle programs for veterans and their families. The league will contribute $2 million to the Bob Woodruff Foundation, which was established in 2006 after the television journalist was wounded by a roadside bomb while covering the war in Iraq. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host a father-child camp on June 9th, an Eagle Day camp June 11th through the 14th, and Morehead State team camp June 22nd through the 24th. More information by calling the men's basketball office at 783-5140 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed lower after President Trump announced that the hotly anticipated summit next month with North Korea was canceled, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 75.05 at 24,811.76. The S&P 500 was down 5.53 at 2727.76, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 1.53 at 7424.43. The markets did finish well off of earlier lows, as at one point the Dow Industrials were down 280 points this morning. News of the cancellation of the summit came shortly after the Commerce Department said that it started an investigation into whether automobile imports threatened to impair the national security of the U.S. And the Commerce Department spokesman, the Secretary Wilbur Ross, said that there is evidence suggesting that for decades, imports from abroad have eroded our domestic auto industry. And this certainly sent a jolt through many foreign markets. Japan's Nikkei fell more than 1%, and the stock's Europe 600 dropped to 0.5%, while shares of BMW and Volkswagen each were down more than 2%. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note, which moves inversely with its price, fell below the key psychological level of 3% as bond prices moved up. Shares also in company or corporate news today, shares of electronics and technology retailer Best Buy fell more than 6.5% after the company reported quarterly earnings. Although the company posted solid quarterly comparable sales and earnings, its online sales growth decelerated. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.6% on word of possibly higher production from both Russia and OPEC, and oil finished at $70.68 a barrel. Gold was up 1.8% at $1,304.10 an ounce. In Europe, as mentioned, stocks were weak, with the Stock 600 index down about 0.5%. And in the Far East, the Nikkei was down 1.1%, while the Shanghai Composite was down 0.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were GE and Nike, while the worst performers were ExxonMobil and Chevron. In the S&P 500, the best performers were NRG Energy and Kohl's, and the worst performers were Whirlpool and Albemarle. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 11 cents at 77.86, CSX up 88 cents at 64.43, AEP up 37 cents at 66.84, AK Steel up a penny at 4.51, Marathon Petroleum up 15 cents at 79.02, and Kroger was down 2 cents to finish at 24.55. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to click it or ticket. Seatbelt use in Kentucky is 86.8%, below the national average of 90.1%. Half of those killed last year in motor vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The Kentucky Department of Highway Safety reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. It will save lives. Click it or ticket.
And taking one last look at the weather forecast in the WMKY listening area. Mostly clear skies tonight, low of around 62 degrees. Coming up tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 84 degrees. A chance of precipitation is at 30%. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies, low of around 67 degrees. Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies with a high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, low of around 67 degrees, 30% chance of precipitation. And to close out your weekend, on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, possible after 7 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, high near 85 degrees. Your chance of precipitation will sit at 50%, low of around 66 degrees later that night.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, currently on display at the Rowan County Arts Center is an exhibit entitled A Day in the Life, Perceptions and Expressions of Mental Illness. The exhibit is on display weekdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, June 1st. Admission is free and the community is invited.
In celebration of National Cancer Survivors Day, St. Clair Healthcare will host an ice cream social from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 3rd. The event will be held in room 102 of the Center for Health Education and Research in Moorhead. The event is free to anyone affected by cancer. Refreshments, store prizes, and t-shirts will be available to all cancer survivors.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Jacob Lindberg, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Cody Robinson, Logan Pemberton, Chaz Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and Greg Jenkins. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Tilden Johnson. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHINES. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sean Delaney and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.